"Do you understand now?" asked Athelflaed. She was having a milky coffee with three sugars. "Now I think it could be Rodney. Maybe he followed him out of the pub and pushed him into the water."
"I don't think we need to know more," said Athelflaed. "I think the answer is in front of us, but we can't see it. Anyway, I don't care. PC Blake will find the thief and the trophy."
"Well, I haven't finished yet," responded Athelstan. "I'm going to discover the truth. I'm going home to think about it."
When Athelstan left, Athelflaed sat in the terrace looking out at the river. She could see Samantha's boat opposite. Her family often went to France, Belgium, or Holland for the weekend. A few weeks, they promised to take her and Natalia that summer.
"You've never been abroad, Ethel," Samantha said. "You'll love it."
While she was looking, she noticed Natalia and Samantha in the garden. They were carrying beach towels and textbooks, ready to study for their exams.
"I'll pay them a visit," she thought, "and forget about the trophy."
A few minutes later, she was having a sweet iced tea and cucumber sandwich on the boat. Her two friends were sunbathing, but Athelflaed sat in the shade. Her skin was too white. Her two friends stopped studying to listen to Athelflaed explain what happened that morning.
"I don't understand," Athelflaed said when she finished. "It's weird. Bob and Ayan. Do you think Ayan took the trophy?"
"No way," answered Natalia.
"Ayan is a volunteer for the RNLI, and he steals a trophy," added Samantha.
"He's Dean's best friend. I know him well. He's not that type."
"So what was he doing at that time of night? He wasn't with anybody."
"Maybe he was with somebody. Who knows? Have you asked him?" murmured Natalia.
"But in that case, who was with him and why didn't..."
"Natalia?"
Samantha sat up on her towel. Athelflaed looked at Natalia. Her face was red.
"Natalia! What's up? We didn't do anything. We were just talking."
Samantha and Athelflaed started laughing.
"And what were you talking about? Football?"
"Oh, you're always the same. Why don't you both mind your own business?"
Natalia answered. She was annoyed, but it made no difference. Athelflaed and Samantha were crying with laughter.
Then Athelflaed saw Bob walking along the side of the river again. She sat up to look.
What was Bob doing? Where was the trophy? Who was the thief?